Let's go to podcasts now, and I'm joined by Justine Murray in the Hamilton studio. Hi there.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, Jesse.
Tēnā koe, Eho. Hey, it's not often I get to chat to someone in the Hamilton studio. It always makes me very excited. Yeah. How's things going in my home city?
Yeah, it's going... Oh, I didn't know this was your home city. Yeah, the Tron or Kirikiriroa is going well. It's actually a really nice day outside. Usually when I get here from Tauranga, it's quite overcast and misty over the Kaimai Ranges, but it's actually a really lovely day. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
And tell us a bit about what you do at RNZ.
So I am a producer at RNZ. I produce the Māori Kaupapa series, weekly series called Te Ahika, every Sunday as well as online. But I'm based in Tauranga and I'm doing some work alongside iwi radio station Moana Radio 98.2. So there's a bit of a collaborative kind of work relationship going on there. So,
good one.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming over the hill today. And you're here to review podcasts. So you're a keen podcast listener.
I am. I'm really into podcasts for the last couple of years. I've got a huge appreciation for them, the craftsmanship, if I can use that word, in podcasts. And it ranges. I've got quite an eclectic taste. Lately, I've been into true crime.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, true crime and music and woman health-themed podcast and, so all sorts, Jesse, because when I drive, as I often do in my work, I just, you know, when RNZ sometimes cuts off and I'm going over the hills, I kind of just, turn my phone into the podcast and I've got my playlist ready to go.
Good stuff. Cool. Hey, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, so I've got a couple of podcasts here, Jesse. The first one is called Ear Hustle. It's PRX Radiotopia's Ear Hustle. Now, there was a competition launched 2017 about Radiotopia wanting more stories, story entrants into a competition they held. And Ear Hustle is produced inside San Quentin's state prison in California.
Wow.
And Nigel Poor, who was a volunteer in there, she's a visual artist, her and Erlon Woods, who at that time was an inmate, they put together this amazing, Skype tape and sent it in, and they won big time. And so from that launched this show called Ear Hustle. And what I kind of judged it when I didn't know about it, I thought, it's going to tell these horrendous stories of men who, committed these crimes. But it's completely opposite. It's actually putting the humanity back into these spaces. So it talks about... the men's lives, gang life. It's not an easy listen. Sometimes they talk about a kite. A kite is a written note in prison. And they talk about, how there's no technology, so they've got to respect the paper. So the paper and pen is like their technology inside their communication, their link to the outside world. And so it's a really well-crafted podcast. It's 6 seasons deep, so I'm only up to season 4. But the episodes really tell the stories of these men's lives. They do touch on what their life was like, but it's really about your cellmate. The cellmate can make and break your time. Who are you sharing your cell with in this, I think it's 6 cubic meters, which is space for one, let alone 2 men. They talk about finding love in prison, and they just explore what life is like in San Quentin's. And every episode is approved. There's this voice, silky smooth voice at the end by Lieutenant Sam Robinson that says he approves this episode of Ear Hustle. So it's, as I said, it's 6 seasons. So it's just a really well-crafted podcast. In fact, on the way here from Tauranga to Hamilton, I listened to an episode called Snack Money, which details how much the prisoners actually earn in San Quentin. So cooks earn 60 cents an hour. A cleaner earns 24 cents an hour. So it's kind of it's eye-opening. So that is Ear Hustle.
And is each episode a different aspect of prison life, or do they tend to kind of focus on a different prisoner each episode, or how does it work?
Yeah, so each episode is different. So there's one particular episode where they talk about monikers. So your name outside of prison and your name inside of prison. So there's some funny characters like Birdman and Dreadlock. And so they talk about that. There are some similar episodes such as kites. So people from around the world now have been sending in written postcards about how much they appreciate Ear Hustle. So sometimes some episodes could read out those messages. So they tend to double up. I've had to skip a few episodes because there is a warning at the start about the violence that you may hear or, you know, listener some censorship warnings at the start, and some of it's quite hard to listen to, I must admit. Say, you know, 10 minutes, I kind of know whether I want to continue listening or not. So that's quite hard hitting, but honestly, each episode is a standalone on itself. Yeah.
Okay, that one's called Ear Hustle. Do you want to say something about the soundtrack to that as well?
Oh my gosh, the sound design is amazing. So the prisoners or the inmates are involved in Media Lab, so they all actually help put together Ear Hustle. And one particular guy, I think he goes by Rashan New York, he is a producer slash musician, you know, when he was outside of prison. So he puts all the sound design together. And in fact, one episode encouraged listeners who wanted to contribute to the Ear Hustle soundtrack to get involved. And so that episode was a standalone. All these young, talented, you know, who mix stuff on their laptops were sending in theme songs. So that was really cool. Yeah.
Okay, what else do you have for us? Something called Jacked.
Yes, so Jacked is kind of on that music theme, staying on that music theme. So I grew up in the 90s, and I'm a bit of a 90s, you know, child. Mm. So if you remember songs like MC Hammer, CNC Music Factory, you may remember that show In Living Colour, where Jennifer Lopez was a dancer. There is this distinct fusion of hip-hop and R&B, and that sound was called New Jack Swing. And if you kind of go back into the 90s, you can kind of hear that kind of upbeat Boyz II Men Blackstreet sound. So Jacked is chronicles that sound of New Jack City. So 1987, we meet this group called Guy, G-U-Y. I have no idea who they were, but apparently this person from Guy, Timmy Watling, created that sound. And then as the years go on, they meet New Edition, who our listeners may know them. Bobby Brown, Ralph Tresvant, Balbert DeVoe were in that group. Anyway, to cut a long story short, it's a feud between Guy and New Edition, and it all culminates in the summer festival. There's a dodgy manager involved by the name of Gene Simmons, who is kind of like that manager with NSYNC. You know, they're dodgy, there's no full transparency, he's a control freak. And that's about six episodes, and it's hosted by Taraji P. Henson, of course, a well-known African-American actress, and she is hilarious. She's so fun. She has this kind of swag going on, and this, you know, it's very animated, is all I can say. So Jacked is a real music podcast, music-driven podcast. So, yeah, really enjoy both of those ones.
Is there plenty of music on it?
Yes. So there's these little snippets. I'm not too sure if that's a kind of like a copyright thing, but it is alongside Universal Music Group. So there is a bit of a relationship there. So they do play quite a few of the snippets from Guy and some from New Edition. But Teddy Riley stands out in this podcast because he becomes a star in his own right. So he went and formed Blackstreet, which they had songs like No Diggity. No Diggity, Don't Leave. So Teddy Riley becomes the kind of like the Michael Jackson, if I can say, Michael Jackson of the group. So there's this real kind of rivalry, jealousy that kind of simmers in the background. It punches along really well. It's quite high energy, so there's no kind of lulls in the podcast, and I think I listened to the whole six episodes in like a couple of days. So it's really good. Yeah.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you for doing this for us. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jesse.
Witty witty, Justine Murray, Te Ahi Kā producer, reviewing two podcasts for us in our regular Wednesday afternoon slot.